Exhibited here are three oil paintings on canvas of Bishop Guðbrandur Þorláksson, who died in 1627. No fewer than 9 pictures of this remarkable great clerical leader and scholar have been preserved. Among other things, he organized the printing and publication in 1584 of the first Bible entirely in Icelandic, in addition to a number of other remarkable writings. The Guðbrandur Bible can be seen in a glass case near the paintings. The first picture to the left on the wall was painted for the Þingeyrarkirkja church in 1620. On the top is the following inscription in Latin: "A picture of one highly reputed for being God-fearing and learned, a well-known father and high official, Guðbrandur Þorláksson, most worthy bishop in Northern Iceland, 1620, aged 78. It is thought that Páll, Guðbrandur's son, had this picture painted to adorn the new church. The largest painting is from Hóla Cathedral, painted in 1618, as can be seen in the upper right corner of the picture. The picture shows the classic representative of the Reformation period in Iceland, the well-rounded, educated person interested in culture and the arts. The bishop sits in a high-backed chair, holding a small book with references to the Book of Moses, and appears to have just finished writing in the large book open on the table. The picture is thought to have been painted in Hólar, probably by a foreign artist working for the bishop. The third painting came to the museum from the Bakkakirkja church in Öxnadala Valley. Its size is similar to the painting from Þingeyrarkirkja. It was painted the same year, although the two paintings are different in many ways. Here the bishop holds a large book in his right hand bound in red leather, probably the Bible, and has a beautifully crafted maniple or brow blotter in the left. Maniple refers to a small cloth used to blot tears and perspiration. It was carried in the left hand, and one of its corners was wound around the ring finger. After 800, this cloth became high fashion in Central Europe. It was worn on the left wrist and still is in the Catholic Church. In Iceland, the maniple in its original form was known into the late 19th century.